Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Party, then we got Molly over there looking stylish.
Yeah.
So we had merch at the... on a bigpartyshow.com. I'm only saying that because you're wearing a stocking cap. People can't see if you're not watching, but we do have stocking caps and hoodies and
we
all
do
stuff right there.
I need to treat myself to one. Tis the season for treating.
It is. Absolutely. All right. So we have 12 pods of Christmas. And if you guys want to get a hold of you, we're going to give you that keyword here in just a bit. So hang tight. All right. BPScrasher at gmail.com. That's how you reach out to us. Thanks, everyone that's been reaching out. Also, 402-915-0962. That is the party line to the Big Party Show. If you have any comments or want to share anything, yeah, we got some good activity going on. And don't forget about, of course, the 12, not the 12 pods, but the
Operation Dry Bottom.
Yeah, I want to thank a couple people real quick. Jean, Danielle, Jessica, they just dropped some cash into the
cause.
We're just above 1700, and this goes until the 19th of December. Okay.
Yes.
That's when the last donations are being taken. And if you're new to this, you're probably not. It's it's for the babies and the women of the Lydia house. All right. They need diapers. They need help. And we're helping out any way we can. And we want to give them what we can in lieu of you guys, the party crashers. So, yeah, a lot of people have.
Honoring and remember, like, basically we're giving it from you. We're passing it along.
Okay. What does in lieu mean?
It means instead of.
Oh, okay.
So we don't want to tell people, yeah, in lieu of your money going to the Lydia house, it's going someplace else.
There you go.
Yeah, no.
Okay. You know what it is. You know what it is. Go help the babies. And thanks to everybody that's donated so far. And yeah, how can you say no to babies? They need your help.
You can't.
Desperately.
You can't say no.
What do we have here? Motivation. These are drunk foods. This is chili dog or slice of gas station pizza.
Slice of gas station pizza all day long.
Is that what it is? That's what you're going for? Okay. Yeah. Here we are.
Three things I've never seen in my life. Aliens, dinosaurs, and someone who is more fantastic, more deserving, or more drop-dead gorgeous than you.
What?
So do me a favor, look in the mirror today and remember you're a walking, talking, one-in-a-billion masterpiece.
That's...
you know he's not.
That's the kind of energy we all need midweek.
Okay. We. You say we. Midweek. Are you
I said
week?
This is the kind of energy we all need midweek.
I hear you. I hear you. You're a little grumpy today, a little short. What's going on? You're having a day?
I mean, it's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's not Monday anymore, so you can't complain, but it's not Friday, so you can't celebrate. You're just stuck in this wasteland called the middle. It's like you're halfway through the desert and you're like, I can see the oasis. They're like, oh, no, it's still 2 days away.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn it.
And it's winter.
Right.
And you
and it's winter.
And you just started a new gig.
Yes. I just had a text message from my husband.
Okay.
Because I was like, hey, this shop that I like is like having a deal today. Wink, wink. And he's like, have at it. And I was like, well, no, this is a shop I like. I'm giving you. And he's like, you go get yourself something and you know it's from me. I was like, this is terrible. Like, what are you talking about? Like, he's like, you go get yourself something nice. Wrap it up. Put it from me. Put it under the tree. And I'll be so surprised what I got you.
Well, that's very nice. You can't complain about that, right?
You know. I wanted him to be thoughtful.
Okay. All right. What is it? What is it?
It's this cute little shop. They've got all sorts of stuff. They've got jewelry and paper and like ornaments and candles. And there's this candle that I really want. It's one of those fancy candles that like you can't buy for yourself, but you get really excited if somebody gets it for you.
Oh.
Like it's one of those like $40 candles. You're like, okay. It smells so good. I mean, there's no comparing to how really how fancy it smells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have this certain scent that they have at Christmas time. And I want it. And I can't get it for myself because I will know in the back of my head that I bought a $40 candle and I can't enjoy it.
Yeah. $40 does seem like quite a bit for a candle.
It is a lot for a candle.
It's not
if somebody gave it to you, you're like, oh my God, that is so thoughtful. I've been wanting one of these, but I didn't want to treat myself.
Yeah.
But you went ahead and treated me for me. Yeah, and now my husband's like, you go ahead and treat yourself, but it's from me. Even though I have no idea what you're getting.
I don't know what I'm going to do this year. Wylene and I decided not to to give each other gifts.
You got to give her something.
I know. I was just at the store and I was walking through and
really,
I got to find something. I can't just not give her nothing.
And you can't do something like it's a gift certificate for a free hug. No. She's like, gross.
Yeah.
What are you, seven?
Totally gross. God, yeah, I don't know. She listens to the podcast, so I can't.
Right, so we can't talk about it. I was just about to say, I'm like, we can't break down any good ideas because she's going to hear them.
And then
that spoils it.
Are you sending out any Christmas cards to people?
No.
I just want everyone to take me off the list.
Whoa. Yikes.
Unless it's handwritten. Okay. Mm.
I think it'll happen now that you just put it on blast on the podcast. You're like, I don't want to get them anymore. They're like, done, off the list. One less thing I have to write.
And write it.
People
are doing this. I mean, I get it. All right. I get it. That's what you do when you become a couple, and you get married. I don't know any single people, Molly, that are doing it. Better yet, it's what you do when you become married. I don't know very many or have known very many people that are in a girlfriend boyfriend relationship that sends out Christmas cards.
I know someone who's in a they've dated for a long time, but they're not married, and they send out, and it's got like them with their dog, where it's almost like instead of family photo, it's like them. But that's the thing. I know other people. Like you and Wylene.
We don't do it.
I'm saying I know people like you and Wylene who have dogs and they send out Christmas cards like, find out what Remy and Tequila are up to.
Yeah, yeah, I've gotten those. I don't mind those, actually, because...
You don't mind those, but the people ones you mind.
Here's the deal. I get it when you send out a card with an update to people that are your friends that you haven't really seen or talk to you as much. So it's just like a quick, nice little update. I get that. It's when you get them from the people you know that are giving you an update. It almost feels like it's not personal love enough. It's like, all right, well, okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm a Grinch. I don't know.
You are. This is the thing.
Also, it's like sometimes it's written in a way as if they're not writing, you know what I mean? They're not going, hey, this year we did this and that did, it's like, it's talking in the third person is also just strange to me.
That is strange. I mean, usually it's like, hey, we did this year, hey, Wylene had a great year at work, blah, 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 blah. Party started a new podcast. Remy and Tequila are still 100% cute all the time. I just basically wrote your card for you.
I was going to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for writing.
As someone who has written cards in the past, it's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. You're like, this person did this. This person did this. We all did this together. Here's a picture.
There you go. There you go. So are you guys don't do that then at this point?
No, we stopped doing it a couple years ago.
Okay.
It got really overwhelming.
In what way?
The list grows. I mean, every year it's getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. And what used to be just this little, like you said, like just this little, like, hey, party, like, this is what we're up to. Suddenly it becomes this huge undertaking of everyone. You know, it doesn't matter. Like you said, it's like, it's, you know, your husband's boss or it, just that kind of stuff where it gets to the point where I like to make it personal. And it was really hard because I was trying to make all of these things personal. And there's like 200 people on the list. And when there's 200 people on the list and you're trying to make it personal, it's called burnout.
Yeah, just but do you kind of feel like these cards are like a waste of money? When I've never sent them out. I don't like buying cards anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of the fact that it's gotten so stupid, ridiculous, expensive. And you kind of in the back of my mind, I know where this card's going to go. Now, with the, if it's for the sweet Wylene, the wife of the year, then absolutely. Then I'll get a card every time.
Yeah.
I know where that's going. It's not going in the garbage.
Right.
You know, but do you
feel it's going like- in the garbage at work? Like she's not going to put it in the home garbage. She's going to camp that out. Oh, honey, I love it. No, I'm going to take it to the office so I can hang it up on my wall. Yeah. Trash.
I'm going to have to talk to her about that.
Ask her for a picture of the card wall. You're like, you've been saying you've been taking a lot of these cards to work. I need some proof of life.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that, I mean, I know there's cards for everyone. There's cards for everything. I remember one time I didn't know what to get somebody in the family. I'll just say it. My mother, we weren't a family for like 18 years.
Right.
And I remember one time I wanted to find a card to send to her stating the fact that you have not been around.
You wanted to spend money on that?
Yeah.
That call that's a handwritten note. I don't know if Hallmark makes one for like the deadbeat parent in your life. You're like, thanks for never being there when I needed you most. You are the worst. On this day that would commemorate mothers all over the world, I want you to know that you are not special and this day is not for you.
I know someone's going to text us and say there are cards for that, but yeah.
Probably.
You know.
Again, I just wrote one.
Yeah, thank you. You're missing out on a perfect side.
I know. Geez, I should have a whole side hustle on this stuff.
Write Molly's cards is what it'll call. Yeah. But yeah, okay. Yeah, and I'm not trying to be a Grinch. This is that. I got a couple of them from some people that I it felt like we weren't friends anymore. And I was like, this is weird. Oh. Talk about, I mean, don't send. I just want off that list.
See, you know how you say that my annual gripe is it being cold?
Yeah, yeah.
Your annual gripe is Christmas cards. You have been complaining about these annually for as long as I've known you.
I'm trying to bring the show down. I'm doing it.
I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know that this is not a unique year. It's not like you're a Grinch this year. You have been anti-card for decades.
I'm just asking if you're doing cards. You know the reason why? It's because it's National Christmas Card Day. They even have a day for it.
Do they really?
Yeah, Hallmark probably made this day up or whatever. But
really?
Yeah. Look, the cards now and everybody that's breathing is going to agree that they're too expensive. You shouldn't have a card that's over $2 ever, ever. Mm. And not being a Scrooge, but now they have in the area when you go to like wherever you get cards, they have $1.99 cards. But then you start going to the cards that really have some maybe sentimental things that's not coming out of your mouth by itself. Someone else like you wrote it. Those are like $5, $4.99. I know
I frame them. I've got framed cards around my room.
What?
Seriously. Yeah.
From people. Where's their heart?
Yeah, cards that are like super cool that I've put in frames that I've hung them like art.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
Yeah.
I've never thought. I guess I don't get cards like that. I'm talking about me.
Well, not after this podcast. Nobody's going to get you anything anytime soon. Yeah. No, I've got all sorts of cards around here.
Okay. All right.
They're all down. See, look at down there. I've got like an entire exhibit of all sorts of different cards that just in that little piece right there. And then I've got a bunch hanging.
That's like a hoarder. That's hoarder stuff.
No, it's not. If somebody spends $10 on a card for you and it's that beautiful, you frame it. If you would spend $10 on a print, how is it any different? This doesn't say like happy birthday on it.
Oh, it does.
Like I've got one here. I'll show you. Okay. I'll give you an example.
And we'll read it. We'll read it aloud. All right. Just pushing all the cats away. And
yeah. This one.
I don't know what it says. What does it say? Well, there's a cat on it, of course, Molly.
Yeah.
What does it say?
It says happy wishes and good fortune.
And a cat.
And it's a lucky cat.
Oh, look at the lucky cat.
And then I've got this one. It's a squirrel.
That's a squirrel. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And this is wood. It's a wood. It's a wood postcard.
Where'd you get a wood? Who sent you a wooden postcard?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I don't think no one did.
I got people. I've got a copper one over here.
Cat lady over here has been shopping at the Goodwill, is what I think. But
So jealous. If somebody gave you decent cards, you know why? Because Wylene doesn't have nice cards like this on her wall at work. That's why she throws them away.
Oh, people.
She's not gonna be framing any of those $1.99 cards you're getting her. You gotta go out there and get a wooden squirrel.
I need a wooden squirrel. I got a card right here. Look at this. Right in front of me.
Let's see.
See?
If you're gonna give me the finger. Oh wait. Happy birthday from the dogs. You had to write the S on there. You never have more joyful. Yeah, and then the finger. I knew that was coming. Saw that one coming mile away.
This is from, this is from Tequila and Remy. I'm going to read this to you, okay?
Okay.
I keep these. Happy birthday, Daddy. Woof. So it says, thank you for taking such good care of us. We love you so much and appreciate the love you show us every day. Tequila and Remy.
Wow. They are very, eloquent. For dogs. Yes.
$3 card right there.
$3. Well, that's a whole dollar over your limit.
Look at this. I got this one too. I guess I save cards too.
See?
It says for my amazing husband.
You just save that as a reminder so you can pull it out during a fight and go, you told me I was amazing. There was one point where you thought this card was true. Let's get back to that. She's like, well, stop acting like a non-amazing husband.
Yeah. Hey, I'm husband of the year. Husband of the year. All right,
I've got another cat card. Hold on. This one's Marie Antoinette cat.
It's Marie. See, another cat, of course. Why wouldn't it be another cat? I guess I didn't see it. Oh, I see this one right here. All right.
Ta-da.
Hey, that's cat lady stuff. Here's a card. All right, that's another cat. Okay. Here's a card I got right here that says, you're an amazing woman of strength, character, and a real beauty, that kind that shines from inside out. And every year you become more wonderfully you, unique and loved in every way. I got to give that to somebody.
Yeah. Chilling out in a drawer. You're like, not yet, Wylene. Maybe better luck next year. She's like, when am I going to deserve the wonderfully me card? You're like, not yet. Keep trying. It's good to keep her on her toes. You don't want her to get overly comfortable.
It is. I would agree with you. All right. So we got 12 pods of Christmas. What number is this, Molly? Is this 7? Oh, on the 7 days of pods of Christmas. My big party show gave to you.
Brickway. Yeah. Oh, yes. We've got our friends at Brickway hooking you up, and this is quite the package.
Yeah, it is. It's Brickway Brewery and Distillery downtown. Okay. So this is what you're getting. This is a good one, too. You get vodka and ginger box with copper cups. So I've got from them, thank you, Zach, thank you, Brickway, is two big, what do you call those big giant gallon sizes of, what are those called, handles?
Steins?
No, it's a bottle of vodka.
Oh, like a handle?
Yeah, we got two handles. I got a case of ginger beer, right?
Yum.
And then we have a Brickway Brewery tour for four.
Look how at fun. That. I want to go on that.
That. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, this is an amazing, this is why you got to be 21 and over in order to
to win
get into
this.
The big 12 pots of Christmas. And we're not going to hand out two handles to
no. No, we're not. I'm going to break down right now what the other gifts are that we unwrapped so far. Omaha Steaks, that was day number one, and that's a prime rib feast for four. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's like a $500 value. Mm-hmm. Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab, they got two gift cards coming at you and some merch. All right. You'll be able to get a few meals out of these gift cards, too. Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab, if you've not tried it, I'm telling you, do it. Funny Bone Comedy. We got two passes to the Funny Bone Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. Good Life Candle and Craft. They've come to the table and are they're giving you guys a for two
candle making experience for two.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome right there. Karma Coffee, that's just got a whole nice little package for you guys with merch, that ceramic cup. I didn't realize mm-hmm. those were ceramic. I've mentioned this like on the third podcast.
They're now. Like enameled. Yeah, they're enameled.
Mm-hmm. I do like those too. It reminds me.
I do. Camping. They're like camp cups.
Yes, I was just camping. Cups. I grew up with these camping cups like that mm-hmm. that my dad had, and he drank coffee out of all the time. Coffee. Mm-hmm. I just said coffee like I'm from the big city. Coffee. I like coffee. Coffee. Dolomiti. Yay.
Pizza.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. And now we got Brickway Brewery and Distillery. And Molly is going to give you the keyword to get you into this thing. One person's going to win it. Take this keyword with such delicacy to the bigpartyshow.com and drop it over there. You can't miss it. And then, Christmas Eve, you might be picking up something very nice.
The keyword is vodka. Because that's what you're going to be getting. Vodka, V-O-D-K-A. Vodka delicious from Brickway and Distillery.
I just saw, Molly, that they have a breakthrough in boldness, they believe.
I'm so glad.
I know. I don't
so happy.
Just accept it.
F cancer. Seriously. Well, I mean.
Molly, this is what they said. They said that this has been off the table for three decades. They're talking about the people that, suffer from alopecia and all that stuff. Right. And then basically from what they're saying is that they got all the other stuff. But the difference between this and like Rogaine, and I don't want to misspeak on it because I do not know. But they did say that all the other treatments mm-hmm. give you dysfunctional wiener, erectile dysfunction.
Proving you can't have it all.
Exactly. There should be a sacrifice.
Listen,
you can have
hair, but you're like, huh?
Ask me what I would choose.
Hair.
No, I would not choose hair. I don't get it. I mean, it's like, are you that vain? Or maybe people just, maybe that's a self-confidence thing. I don't mind being bald. I don't care. I don't want hair.
Really? It takes
3 months to go through one bottle of shampoo or body wash. I don't have to comb nothing. I don't have to do nothing. I would lose my mind. But you're a woman. You want hair. Mm-hmm. And isn't that weird that it's like that? It's like women. Yeah, you guys get to have hair. Most of you, anyway. But hey, some people go bald. It doesn't matter what the gender.
They do. There's female pattern baldness as well. They've got like a whole campaign. Hers has got like a whole line of topical solutions that you can use.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, they've done some stuff and it works. They'll be coming out with it eventually. And it's not for people like me that it's already gone.
It can't replenish. It can just like stave off. Like it's like gotta be, you gotta get it while it's happening.
Yeah.
Isn't that how Rogaine is too? Don't you have to do it while it's happening?
Yeah. Because I don't know how it works. But those follicles die and then your hair just stops growing. They always say that your hair comes from your mother's side of the family. Uh-huh. And I find that BS because no one in my mother's side of the family is bald.
I think that's like an old wives' tale.
It has to be.
Because I don't think I've known guys where their dads have a full, I mean, like their mom's side of the family has a full head of hair, and their dad's bald and they're bald. I mean,
yeah. I mean, my brother has a full head of hair. My mother did. Everyone in the family that I've met all has, you know, this Hawaiian, Filipino. So they got dark hair. They really go gray too much anyway. But my dad was bald. He had the flop, the comb over.
Oh, yeah, he did. yes, he did. Loved that thing. He loved it.
That's another style that needs to disappear. I don't know why. Someone needs to tell somebody, stop it. Just stop it.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I never will get it. I remember distinctively times when the wind would blow and that thing would flop over and it'd be all the way down to his neck, his collarbone. Flip it on over.
We're such a mean son.
Hey, rest in peace, Dad.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you done the Apple software update?
No, I haven't. Should I be
doing it? They pushed it out yesterday. Uh-uh. I'm so annoyed.
Are you?
I'm so annoyed. It's not a normal update.
What?
It like completely revamps your phone. So my phone, like, so it completely changes the look, how you use it. Like, it changed all of how my text messages appear and how I respond to them and everything. I'm like, a heads up would have been nice. Because I just, you know, I was going to bed last night and it's like, hey, there's a new software update. You want to go ahead? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Because usually it's just picking up the bugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, now your Spotify will run better or what have you. So I download this thing. I wake up this morning and I'm like, what the hell happened to my phone?
It's saying, right, I'm looking at it right now. It says it brings a new design, intelligent experience,
yes,
improvements.
Yes. It makes it this liquid it's glass. Called like it's liquid called glass. Yeah. And so everything looks like droplets.
I don't want
to
do
it. Like you go to put your key code in and it's like, bling, 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 bling. It is so annoying. I'm sure talk to me in a week and I'll have figured it out. But when you go to bed and your phone looks a certain way and we all are addicted to our phones, sure. It's not just me. And you wake up the next morning at 2:30 and are faced with a brand new phone.
And a job, brand new job.
And a job.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about that.
Let me just tell you, it's a curveball.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And so I'm looking, and because the thing is that usually when you update your phone, it just kind of says like, we did the update, and you go into your phone and it's fine. It was like, I had to go through the whole thing. Like I got a new phone.
I guess I
had to go through the whole experience of like, do you want to do Face ID? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do, I was like, no, I just want to,
I want it the I way just, it is. I don't,
yeah.
I don't know how
you go back. I don't know. They just decided that everybody gets this phone now.
That's what they do. You know, we're all, you know, held captive in the Apple world and with all the other products too, by the way. And then eventually they'll decide that, you know what, your iPhone 15 Pro Max doesn't work with these new updates. So now you got to get a new phone.
It looks like bubbles.
Yeah. I don't want to do
it. I mean, it looks like bloop, 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 bloop. Looks like there's like raindrops on your phone.
It looks like it's broke. Is it broke?
No.
Oh, it looks like it.
This is just what it looks like now.
Okay. All right. Well, it doesn't look like there's any other updates under that are required, but I guess I don't know what happens if you don't update. What happens to the next update? It's not going to have you give you
options. Right. I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, that's fine. We'll get you later. I mean, at some point you have to, and they're so jerky about it because like all of a sudden your phone will start glitching out. It's the same way they make you get new phones. There's nothing wrong with your phone, but all of a sudden they've decided like you need to get a new phone. So all of a sudden now it's like, oh, does the camera not work? Weird. You should get a new phone.
Yeah, that's how it's said. It's like that's what they do. I mean, we're all
it totally screws up the camera settings.
I don't have
the way the camera works is totally different now, too.
Really? I don't have
camera
settings. I just take picture and I don't have settings like.
No, like, you know how like when before it would say like photo, video, whatever.
Yeah.
You got to track through those now. They're not just on the screen. You've got to like scroll through to get to whatever. Because a lot of times I use portrait mode. And now it's like I had to like find it. I was like, where's portrait mode?
Well, I have a scroll on mine. I don't know. Maybe mine is different because Wylene's phone looks different than mine. And I think we have the same phones. I don't know. Because
Peter warned me last night. He apparently did it yesterday before I did. And he's like, what happened to the phones? And I was like, you are such an old man. Yeah. Seriously, I have to eat so much of my words today because yesterday I was just like, really? The update's throwing you for a loop. I'm like, get old. Why don't you? And then got to me this morning. What happened to my phone?
Well, I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to do it. And, you know, I don't have much of a busy schedule these days. So I have plenty of time to
full time. You're like, I got to.
Yeah. Hey, real quick. Did you see this little A-list Taylor Swift and Travis? There's some buzz on the date that they're getting married. Have you heard yet?
What did you hear?
I have it right here. June 13th, 26.
I heard it was going to be summer, like, and that it's supposed to be in Rhode Island.
Yep, it's at Ocean House in Watch Hill, Rhode Island.
That's, I believe, her mansion.
That's near. I guess it's part of her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's part of, it's not, I don't think it's her mansion. They had mentioned something about her mansion, though, but it being nearby or something like that. I didn't read the whole thing. But anyway, get this. She wanted to secure that date there so badly that she wrote a giant check to somebody who had already scheduled a
man. The only downside is that if you were booking your wedding there, you already are rich. Like, what do you need a big fat check for? Like, it's not like some bride who's like, I've been saving for forever. But it's like some unbelievable palatial place where some rich person's like, yeah, that's fine. Taylor Swift can have the date.
Yeah. But what, maybe it's not that, Molly, maybe it's the parents paid for it.
True.
You know, and then I'm guessing I'm guessing the parents paid for this thing for them. Only because of the fact that, like you said, what kind of place it is, unless it's an older person. But yeah, the bride to be on that date, she guests apparently have written a giant check to secure that date there. Just Taylor and Travis. Wow.
I'd be like, and also a pair of tickets in the VIP section for the rest of your tours for eternity.
For sure. For sure. All right. We're going to get out of here. Take that with you. Spread the word, people. Tell everybody where the podcast is. And do us a favor and follow so you don't have to worry about, you know, ever looking or anything like that. It just pops into your stuff, whether it's Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcast. That's what we live.
And Spotify now has video. That was one of the things that people had been asking about and asking for. And now it's happened.
That's happening. So you can get it right there. But all right, we'll see you guys on Friday. Have a great, great rest of the week. Until then, do yourself good. Squirrel.